The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. Tonight's guest, Nate Washington. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
It's Texans Late Night, and happy Halloween to you, DP.
You as well, Mark. No costumes for us this week.
I'm dressing up as a sad announcer, okay, because the Texans lost last week.
Hopefully we'll turn that around so next week you are less sad.
Gosh, you sound a little melancholy already. Don't be like that.
Okay, we're snapping out of it. We got a big show.
Nate Washington tonight. My gosh.
Facing his former team.
Yes.
Which is always a good matchup for these guys.
Oh, my gosh. Remember Ryan Fitzpatrick last year against the Bills? That was awesome.
This game means something to me.
Yes.
Very famous.
Should we coach him up on his pregame? He's pretty good, though.
Give him some tips.
Yeah. That'll be a little bit later. But first, okay, even though the Texans had that terrible loss to the Miami Dolphins, let's be honest, it wasn't good at all, I found it really interesting how Bill O'Brien managed to not lose his sense of humor during the Monday press conference, and here was Kim Davis asking him a question.
You said that a few times. We've got to coach better. You've got to look in the mirror. It starts with you. What does that look like? And when you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? I mean, how do you do that?
Guy that's overweight and got a big hole in his chin. But other than that,
all right. Well, there it is.
We have nothing if we don't have our sense of humor.
Exactly.
We have that, at least. Yes. You know what else we have?
What else do we have?
We have T.J. Yates returned back
How
to Houston this week.
How about T.J. Yates fans? Come on. He's back. I call him a Texans folk hero. Is that an accurate description?
Folk legend, folk hero, whatever you want to call it.
I think so, because, look, I know that, you know, he could still be here if everything worked out for him. But to me, the fact that he threw the greatest touchdown pass in franchise history, 2011, when the Texans beat the Bengals on the road in order to win their first AFC South championship, I think that's huge.
One of the most significant drives, I think, in this franchise's history. And he returned this week, and now he and Brian Hoyer are in the quarterbacks room together. And we thought, oh, so you're meeting Brian Hoyer for the first time, right? Not exactly. The two used to be roomies.
In the Manning Passing Academy, they have a lot of the college quarterbacks go up there and be counselors for the camp. And me and Brian, I think we ended up on the same delayed flight, sat in the airport together for a couple hours, and ended up being roommates at the camp. And, you know, we've kept touch over the years and played against him a couple times throughout the years in the NFL. So we kept in touch.
Boy, it's a small world in professional football, isn't it? It really is. It's only a few hundred, maybe a couple of thousand guys, you know, in a given 5 to 10 year period in these teams.
And they keep in touch, too, which I found really interesting. He said the flight was delayed. They hung out at the airport, and they would always say hello before or after games. So they haven't lost touch, and now they get to work together. So pretty cool stuff, I think. It's funny how this league is just full circle sometimes.
Yeah, and Yates was here, of course, prior to last year, so he's got some familiarity with the offense. That's good stuff. Okay, speaking of being familiar, we were out and about during the Verizon Texans Players Show, and we were talking to Ryan Griffin, who's on injured reserve, but designated to return. So I found this interesting, and it's our break check, pump the brakes moment of the week, that Griffin, while he's sidelined, actually listens to me.
Yeah, I call the game with binoculars.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm listening to you, too.
Oh, really?
I'm watching the game. I was like, there's no TV, so I'm listening to you calling the game.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Good. How are we doing, by the way?
We're doing good.
That's pressure, okay? I thought I was under pressure before, but now I feel it more than ever, that a current player is actually listening to the broadcast.
I wish you could somehow wire him into the broadcast, and then he gives you his vantage point from the other side of the stadium.
And he's got a little bit of a New England accent, you know? That's wicked good what you guys are doing over there, what the team's doing right now. You know?
Poor Ryan Griffin. He hates being up there, but I'm glad that he at least has the broadcast to keep him company.
Yes.
And he was surprised that you call every single play from a set of binoculars.
Of course I do.
You guys are really high up
there. Pretty high up. Yes, pretty high up. So,
as are we in the press box.
Nate Washington is coming up.
Yes, and we've never had him on the show, obviously. This is his first year in Houston. And we're getting to, looking forward to getting to know him because he always gives a great interview. And I like how he calls himself, you know, like back when I was a young pup. He has all these great stories.
Not that
the
he's a
OG of wide
now.
Receivers, that's what they call him.
Not that he's a senior citizen.
Not now.
But
at
in
all.
In football terms, he's getting closer to that.
But first, a question that we like to ask our players every week, would you rather? And right after the break, Nate Washington.
Would you rather be stuck in a broken elevator or a broken ski lift?
Elevator. Broken elevator for sure. I'm really scared of heights. So, I mean, I'll probably be up in the elevator, but I wouldn't know how high I'm up.
I've been on the elevator before. It depends on how many people is on there with me and who it is. I was stuck on the elevator with like 10 other football players. That was traumatizing.
Broken ski lift, just because you're outside, enjoying the weather.
Broken elevator. Eventually someone will come and get me out, so I'd rather be, at least I know I'm safe and sound.
Probably ski lift. At least I'll be able to get some fresh air.